leave it there. My name is Brandon. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is February 25th, 2024. This is my home group, and I have a sponsor, but I do not sponsor others. When I was asked to come up and speak and, like, pick a topic, I didn't put a lot of thought into what I was going to say until a couple days ago when my sponsor asked me what I was going to say. And I told him my topic was sponsorship, and I was just going to come up here and talk shit about him for 10 minutes because it seemed fitting. But and he told me to do it. He said it sounded like a good idea. But I don't think I have 10 minutes worth of negative stuff to say about him, actually. So that idea. I didn't really start drinking until, like, I got to college. I didn't really party a lot in high school. I was in band and in robotics. I don't know if you know a lot of kids in robotics, but they don't, like, you know, party very hard. So, like, my friend group wasn't very wild. So when I got to college, I expanded a little more and did other extracurriculars. I think it kind of, it spiraled rather quickly for me. Like, it wasn't like a slow burn. It took like a week for me to start drinking like way too much. And so when I came to my first meeting like 3 months ago, it was actually my therapist that suggested I go. I don't know if you have ever done this thing. It's called a diary card. Sometimes therapists, it's an app on your phone that they give you, and they have you, like, fill out prompts and stuff. And she geared all mine around, like, drinking and, like, asking me questions about how much I drank or how much I wanted to drink, things like that. She was trying to gauge if I had a problem or not. But I kept forgetting to, like, fill them out. I was supposed to do them at night, but I kept forgetting to do it, and instead I would go to the bar. And then I would remember when I got to the bar that I was supposed to do it, so then I would fill it out at the bar, too. So it was like they were like sliding scales, you know, like how bad did you want to drink today? Like 1 to 10. I'd be like 7. And I'd be like, how many? I'm like, I don't know yet, you know. I'm still waiting. So I think, and also there's a comment section at the bottom where you could like fill in like a free response. And she used to read them to me the next week at sessions. And I never remember what I said. And so I didn't enjoy that. But it kind of helped her, I guess, decide to tell me that I needed to go to AA, as if, like, the other stuff probably wasn't enough. And she told me, and I told her no. And she was either a good therapist or she was manipulating me. But she told me, you know, if you know you have a problem and I know you don't have a problem, then why not just go? Like, you'll probably feel better about yourself because everyone else there will have a problem and you won't have a problem. And I was like, that sounds pretty smart. I'll go. I didn't do a very good job of, like, staying under the radar, though. Like, I raised my hand when they asked if there were any newcomers, and I picked up a white chip. So, like, I wasn't being very incognito. I don't know if I was trying to be or not. But in my second meeting is where I met my sponsor, and I didn't know a lot about AA, like, initially. So in my head, a sponsor was, like, he was going to be, like, 60 years old and, like, a chain smoker. And he was just going to, like, call me on the phone and yell at me once a day. And, like, that's, like, legitimately what I thought. And I think I probably went as far the other direction as I could have gotten, probably for the best. But when I asked him to be my sponsor, he told me, okay, cool, you're going to call me every day starting tomorrow. I remember when I said that, I was thinking, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't even know you. You know, we've never had a conversation before. What are we going to talk about on the phone once a day? But people kept telling me to listen to my sponsor and, you know, don't lie to him, which I hate those two things. I hate telling the truth, and I hate doing what I'm told. But I listened, and I'm glad that I did. I think getting a sponsor early and, like, not even knowing him was a good thing for me because there's a lot of times in the beginning I didn't want to go to meetings. I would get out of class and I was just tired and want to go home. But because I had made some kind of, like, commitment to someone else that I was going to be there, it, like, gave me, like, it, like, reinforced it. It was some kind of, like, accountability for me to keep going when I didn't want to. And it didn't, like, last very long. It probably took me 2 weeks to where I started to want to go, like, legitimately. But I needed that, like, extra push, I guess, in the beginning. And same thing with, like, step work. Like, if you told me to read something and write it down, like, how I feel, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you I did it, but I won't do it unless you give me a reason to do it. So if you tell me we're gonna talk about it, then I'll do it because someone's like waiting for me to do it. And I also needed that in the beginning too. Like now I don't. Now I enjoy doing it and it makes me feel better. So I like it. But initially I didn't really want to do any of it. Those are like really positive things for me in the beginning, and it kind of helped me like meet people as well. I don't think I would have kept going like to meetings as consistently as I did in the beginning if I hadn't gotten a sponsor as early as I did. But something else that I didn't expect to get out of having a sponsor, I think, was like it was a guy that was older than me, but that was actually like a good influence instead of like a bad influence on me. My parents like divorced when I was really young, and my dad's a drug addict and an alcoholic, and he wasn't really around, so I was raised by my mom mostly. And my family is like full of a bunch of like Italian Catholic women, and like that's it, which is like great for your ego, but it's like not great for some things. So there weren't a lot of people that I could look up to in like that way besides women. So having someone that was like doing the right thing and caring about people and just being of service to people in general, it was like, it's a good, it's like leading by example. Like it's good to see that and then be able to try to like replicate it the best that I can myself. If you don't have a sponsor, I guess you should probably get one. Thanks for letting me share.